Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, this week more than 200,000 people gathered at, quote, tea parties on tax day around the country to protest something. It had to do with spending. It had to do with taxes. Mainly, it had to do with how mad they all were at the Obama administration. Now, Texas Governor Rick Perry provided the high point of the protests. When addressing the crowd in Texas, he suggested it might be necessary for his state to do what?
Secede from the union.
Indeed. he clarified and confirmed his remarks after the rally, too, sounding a bit like one of those mobsters talking about your nice dry cleaning business. He said, quote, "We've got a great union. There's absolutely no reason to dissolve it.
It'd be a shame if something happened to the
more
union.
More or less," he said. Quote, "but if Washington..."
That's a nice little union you got there. Fragile, though.
He said, quote, "but if Washington continues to thumb their nose at the American people, you know, who knows what might come out of that," unquote. Now, this is fine. You know, Texas, you can go as long as you leave us some barbecue, the South by Southwest Festival, and Matthew McConaughey. It'll be kind of exciting in kind of unexpected ways. For example, you go to the music store, Kenny Rogers in the world music bin.
Well, I don't know. That wasn't the nuttiest thing to come out of these tea parties.
No.
I don't think. I started to think that they were really going after the down the rabbit hole tea party where Alice and the Mad Hatter and them were. They looked a lot more like that than it did the Indians throwing tea into Boston Harbor.
Well, yeah, because they knew what they were doing when they were throwing it into Boston Harbor. They didn't plan the tea party and then decide what they were mad about. In this case, that's exactly what they did. Well, we're really mad and there's going to be tea involved.
Roxanne, as airline companies are battling dwindling profits, travelers are slapped with all kinds of tacked-on fees for extra luggage, heavy luggage, food. Well, get ready. At least one American airline company will be charging you extra for what?
For being overweight.
Indeed, yes. It's United Airlines. And in addition for paying extra for luggage, you'll have to pay extra for extra you. Chicago-based United has announced that it will start charging overweight passengers twice to fly. Customer service reps at O'Hare are being told to charge larger passengers for two seats if they can't fit easily into one. Flyers noticed this change right away when they saw large plastic trousers set up at the ticket counters with a sign, "All passengers must be able to fit into these pants in order to board. If no empty seats are available, they'll be booted to a later flight." Oversized couples, by the way, can get away with purchasing one extra seat to share between them. Oh. Some extremely overweight people, unhappy with the deal, simply released their tethering ropes and floated off toward their destination. Tom, as you know, Michelle Obama has started an organic vegetable garden on the White House grounds. Some folks, though, aren't happy with it. In fact, one group has written to the White House urging the First Lady to do what?
Jeez Louise. Who could have a problem with an organic garden? I'm trying to... can I get a hint?
Well, I mean, because they say nothing brings out the flavor of, say, fresh arugula like a little barium hexafluorosilicate.
Sure. Oh, to use chemical fertilizer.
Exactly right. You see, yeah, organic gardening. Organic gardening. It's fine for those touchy-feely Europeans who don't mind shriveled little carrots, but this is America, where we like our plants big and colorful and tasting like Funyuns. So the Mid-America Crop Life Association, that's an agribusiness lobbying firm, wrote to the First Lady. They urged her to consider the benefits of, quote, conventional agriculture. That means, of course, with artificial fertilizers and pesticides. By the way, just to sort of prove their point, the letter was delivered to the White House by a genetically modified ear of corn named Wilbur. Who was then brutally shucked by the Secret Service. Adam, a river outside Manchester, England, recently erupted into a sea of frothy white foam. No one's sure what happened, but a representative of a nearby factory said they didn't know anything about it, even though the factory makes what?
Soap.
Yes. According to Britain's Daily Mail newspaper, the River Irk in Middleton, quote, exploded into a mountain of foam 150 feet long and 10 feet deep, unquote, sending suds several miles downstream into the center of Manchester, said a spokesman for the Robert McBride Company, which manufactures detergent in a factory a few miles upstream, quote, "It remains something of a mystery." Does it have the fresh lavender scent? No, then it's not on.
No.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face, but a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.